Good morning.
Hi, Steve. This is Dottie. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Dottie?
Good. You have a nice holiday?
Yeah, I was busy.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Tell me about it. I'm trying to catch up now. Yeah.
Yep.
Did you ever find those directions?
I have not.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I haven't looked again. I looked a couple times and couldn't believe I couldn't find them, so I'll probably have to type them back out again.
Yeah. I know. I know. The time is so busy. I know. It's like me. I put my papers something.
Daddy.
Has arrived. Somebody came on the call.
Sounded like Betty.
Yes, it was Betty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Very good.
Good.
And
how
was that?
The call? How was the call yesterday? I wasn't. I had to start working at the time the call started, so I started recording an hour early. I'm
Nancy has arrived.
And didn't get a chance to listen in at all.
It was very good. Jeannie gave us a recipe for lasagna that sounds really spectacular.
Oh, cool.
It's a sweet potato vegetable lasagna.
Hmm. Wow, that sounds yummy.
Yes, indeed.
It's in the Asian Two book.
Oh, cool. I actually made the brownies New Year's.
How did they turn out?
You know, way too chocolatey for me.
Yeah, they are.
But it was very interesting. And I probably used too much tofu in it.
So what do you think that did?
Probably made it heavier, I think.
Hmm. I will tell you one thing. They do mold if you don't eat them. Or keep them in the refrigerator or freeze them, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, they won't have a chance for that. I've got, I think, one piece about 4 inches square left, and that's all out of an 8x8 or 9x9 pan.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know how, it didn't say how big a pan to put them in. I did them in, I think, an 8x8 or 9x9 pan.
That's okay. 8x8, 9x, yeah, a square something.
Yeah.
You're right. I did not realize that until you just said that.
But I will make them again with less chocolate and experiment with it with white chocolate morsels instead of chocolate and putting chocolate in it.
Let me just tell you that the white chocolate morsels are not healthy for you because it's not really chocolate.
Okay.
The dark chocolate is the healthy chocolate.
Check the bubble out of my bird this morning.
Well, milk chocolate is not good for you either. You know, in fact, on Dr. Oz, I think it was yesterday, I believe they said 73%, but I don't quote me on that. It's, you know, something to aim for as far as the amount of cocoa that they tell you. That's good for, it's an antioxidant, and if you're going to eat chocolate, I don't know if I can put my finger on the amount that they said, but it's up there. And it's not always easy to find something with that much percentage of chocolate in it, cocoa in it.
Yeah. So how about carob instead?
Yeah, I think carob, you know, I don't know that I've ever looked at the ingredients in carob, but I remember years ago it was a big, you know, people were using carob instead of chocolate.
Right.
I don't know what's in it though, Steve, so you might want to see if there's an ingredient list someplace. And you know what? I go back to my old thing, too. How much are you going to be eating of it? And if it's going to make you feel better and make you happier to be eating it, then one little piece is not going to kill.
Yeah.
So.
Am I making too much noise walking?
No, so far you're okay. Thank you. Who else is on the call? I heard Betty.
Yep, it's me.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. And you?
I'm okay. It was better yesterday. We had sunshine. Today it's overcast again. What else is new?
Well, this morning we're having some sunshine again, but that won't last long.
That must be, we sent it to you from yesterday.
Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad I could help. calls on or want to say hello? I'm sure that everybody is noticing on TV and all over the place with everybody's wonderful New Year's resolutions to start this diet, start this one sounds good, let's do this one. And I was wondering what people on the call have done over the past month, 6 months, year with success as far as living a healthier lifestyle. Don't all jump in at once.
Hi, Nancy.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi. Good. What was the question again?
Well, you know, you can't turn the TV on without hearing about which diet is the best for right now. And I'm wondering what people have used for their own benefit in the past.
Jeannie has arrived.
Past month, 6 months, year, whatever, to help them achieve a healthier lifestyle.
Okay. Well, I know I went off all, you know, the holiday season. I paid for it. I got sick.
Interesting lesson, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I had too much meat, you know. I mean, it was just, it was all over the place, you know, just making it. Either that or I just wasn't looking, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. So I ended up getting sick, and I ended up losing whatever I gained, so that was a good thing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's not a recommendation to do, to lose weight, but, I mean, it's it did do the trick. So yeah. I'm back on track again. Bill says, when can we get back on our program? He says.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Wow. Was it hard to get back again?
No, it's just time element. I'm just putting more effort into my Nikan business, and I'm finding that I, you know, if I don't plan my meals ahead of time, I'm just throwing stuff together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does take time, you know.
True. And it's interesting because depending on what your albatross is, meat, I don't think, has the chemicals in it that will keep you craving it like sugar. You know, for those who look for the sweets, between the sugar and the fat that's in the sweets, that starts building up very quickly, and it becomes addictive much more quickly, I think, than meat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I know that, I mean, somebody made these chocolate Bach, B-A-R-K. I've never had them.
Oh, okay.
And have you ever had one?
Oh, sure.
We ever had one. So,
dark chocolate and almonds, so they were good nuts and good chocolate.
Yeah, well, no, these didn't have chocolate. It was mint.
Oh.
It was chocolate mussels that they melted, and then it had like a cream with. It had like a mint. It almost tasted like a mint patty.
Well, that was different.
And I had one, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. And then I went back. Two more pieces. I mean, they weren't big pieces, but let me tell you, by the second piece, I was sick to my stomach. I'm like, what's your problem? You should have been just happy with that one feel.
Mary Liz has arrived.
And did it stop you from going back for more?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. After the second piece, I didn't eat any more.
Okay.
Give me some, and I'm like, no, that's all right. I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. Anyone else? I'll repeat the question because we've had a couple of people come on. In the past month, 6 months, year, whatever, what have you found to help you?
Has arrived.
Anyone want to participate?
What? Say it again. I missed it.
In the past month, 6 months, year, whatever, what have you found to help you live a healthier lifestyle?
Reading.
How's that doing it?
Well, I think reading, because the more I put it in front of me, the more I am aware of it.
Okay.
And so it keeps it in more in the forefront of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was just using a different word, education.
Well, Oprah always says when you know better, you do better. I'm not quite convinced about that one. In some respects, yes, but... doesn't always stop people from the addictions.
maybe it helps you know when you're not doing better.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you go, well, I probably shouldn't be doing this.
But what the heck? It's just one piece, and then it's another piece, and then it snowballs.
Well, you can look at it the other way, too. The more information that's backing it up, the more aware we are, and then we at least are doing it from a choice. We're making a choice. And where if there's no education and no information and they're totally ignorant, you know, and I guess we could say they can't be completely because it's all around us now, but they still
has arrived.
Not take it in.
Mm-hmm.
You can ignore
yeah.
it. But I think the education is huge.
True.
The awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think of the link between parents and children, the parents that care, would seemingly know that once they are embracing it themselves by not doing it and letting their bodies go the way they do, then do they care more about their kids than they do themselves? Sometimes that would help to have them make a change.
I have a friend whose daughter-in-law eats very healthy, she tells me, and gives the kids crap. And, you know, it's an easier thing to do. She never cooks. Never cooks. And
no.
She's a stay-at-home mom. But, you know, you get into that rut of picking up or whatever, and probably without even thinking about it.
I had one of my daughter-in-laws tell me that the other day that she was embarrassed by
Loretta has arrived.
By a friend of hers that said she was a stay-at-home mom and didn't fulfill any of the duties of a stay-at-home mom. Everything was hired out. She was in a place where she could just pay for somebody else to do it. So she said, and she called herself a stay-at-home mom. She says, that was an insult to me. Because I feel like I put a lot of effort into doing my job of a stay-at-home mom in all categories, not just food. And she says, to have somebody call themselves a stay-at-home mom when all they have to do is hand somebody money, she says, that's an irritant to me.
Well, she's not out working is the difference. You know, that's probably
well,
a big
right, but she's just having
sure.
somebody else do it, and she's
right.
not, a lot of the time, not present to even be a part of it.
Yes, yeah.
So, and, you know, that, and I can see her point. I could very well see her point.
Yeah, money gives this woman that luxury.
Yeah, well, not necessarily the right way of handling it either, but...
No. We all make choices, as you said.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I felt like I wanted to make my own mistakes raising my kids. I didn't want somebody else doing it. Anyway, anyone else have any input? What has helped you develop a healthier lifestyle in the last 6 months, 12 months, whatever?
Well, I'm back to journaling with a little more dedication than I was before.
How long did you go last time?
It was sporadic over the last 6 months. As of January 1st, I'm like focusing a little more on it because I think it just keeps everything in the forefront of my mind as to what actually is going in my mouth and what works and what doesn't for my body.
Are you putting every morsel down?
So far, we'll see how long that lasts.
That, I remember years ago when I was on some program, you know, and M&Ms were, for whatever reason, I can remember M&Ms, and even if I was going to put 5 M&Ms in my mouth, did I really want to write that down to be seen in black and white? And invariably, I wouldn't.
Well, you know, though, I'm trying to determine what is working with my body and what isn't, so... If I don't put it down every day, then it's gone and forgotten, and I can't go back and say, this is what I did this day that created the problem that was different from every other day.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But also the idea of seeing it in black and white will very often stop somebody from putting it in their mouth.
Sure enough, yes.
You know, Nancy, I saw something on TV that I thought was interesting on Dr. Oz, and I don't know if you watched the whole thing of yesterday yet, but I'll have to sit down and do it again because it was at what's the best time of day, I think you made.
Oh, I have 4 pages of notes from yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going, oh, my gosh. And one of them, the one that stood out to me just when she was talking was the one about best time of day to cheat on your diet.
Yes.
I thought that was very interesting. And knowing that, if you thought about it and that was the only time you allowed yourself to go there and then use the principle of imagining yourself doing it, what a tip maybe that you could get through the rest of it knowing that that was the only time you should do that and would choose to do it, wait till that time or make sure if you had to do it that day. See, days go by that I never even think of it. And then there's other times where two or three days in a row I'll think, oh, I really want a piece of chocolate, you know, or whatever it is. And the holidays were not difficult for me for some reason until I got to the one place where I was going to make that one candy, and I haven't had any of it since I took a couple, three pieces, I think it was, and could feel the difference. And I think it was possibly what threw me into a headache. I don't know whether it would or not because it's thick and sweet. But anyway, it was just kind of a neat thing that happened to make me aware.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, give me another shot at making another choice, a better
choice. What is the best time of day to cheat, Char?
Oh, let's see, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was like after lunch is what I put down.
I'm trying to find my notes because the notes ran on with that one. It wasn't just like a list with him, unfortunately.
Oh, no, it was, yeah. He gave, on point different points, he gave a lot of information,
yeah.
And others were just, you know, very, very quick. That's why
maybe next week I'll go through this if somebody reminds me, because there were some really wonderful points brought up here.
Oh, there
including
was.
The best day to start a diet. Anybody know?
I didn't even hear that one because I was going in and out of the room.
Yeah. Saturday, because it gives you 2 days to set it. And, you know, everybody starts on Monday, but that's the worst day because you have so many things going on in your life on Mondays. The best day to, where did I just see this? Confront a problem. No, that's not what it was. Oh, the best day to quit a bad habit is Friday, because your willpower is strongest on Friday for some reason. But no, I can go through that next week. I just want to spend time on what we were just talking about first, and if we have time, we can go back and do some of that. Anyone else have any input about what have you found to help you build a healthier lifestyle? And then in the last month, 6 months, year, whatever, that works for you. Anyone else have any input?
Another one for me is being more aware of the negative effects on my body when I don't do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of times that popped up just around the holidays. More energy to put into doing it right and not having the consequences.
Yeah.
Stronger connection, maybe, that I hadn't identified before.
Mm. For me, I still go back to the, I have preached this for years, not having it in the house. That's a huge one for me because if it's here, it calls until it's gone.
Mine was even out. Mine was, you know, not making the best choice on a restaurant, and one of them was the click with, why did I not think more strongly about Mexican food having MSG in it, and I know that's what it was.
Well, even Mexican was on one of the doctor programs I just watched. You know, they brought up the refried beans. They said that means that they're fried twice in oil, bad oil.
Yeah, and that could have been, because that's another one that upsets me,
mm-hmm.
is the amount of fat in things. I mean,
yeah.
It's just like Vance told me yesterday that he was so sensitive he could smell the MSG when they deliver the food to him. If it had
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's a sensitivity. Of course, I don't have a good nose, and he does. He takes after his father, I guess.
Yeah, I've never smelled MSG, so I wouldn't even know. But even, like, with the tortilla chips that they put on the table, ask for, they're not tacos. What are those chips? Are they tortilla chips that they put on?
Yeah.
Ask for the corn tortillas to use with your salsa instead. Marty loves Mexican, and I have a, you know, I order a veget. When I go there, I always order just vegetables, but I'm sure they're cooked in lots of fat. and who knows what else. It's a challenge to find something healthy in a Mexican restaurant, I think.
Well, I know I have asked, and this is McDougal's comment, just tell him you want your veggies steamed instead of, actually at the Asian restaurant, too.
Mm.
When they do stir-fry, just say, no oil, just steam.
Asian will do that. I'm not sure the Mexicans can.
Oh, they will. I've had them do it. Yeah,
okay.
And this was not in an upscale Mexican restaurant either.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Most of them, the most authentic ones right around us, what they probably consider fast food for their way of eating, but not the greasy fast food like we're talking about,
right. Hamburgers,
because they do more vegetables, is very accommodating. Two of them we have gone in that, I don't call them fast food. I'm just saying probably from their way of fixing food,
uh-huh.
It would be considered, a fast food to them.
Yeah.
And both of them accommodated wonderfully well because everything was done when you ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing left sitting like we get a lot of times at, what the kids go to for fast food.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that the one that we go to sometimes very locally, it comes totally steaming all over the place to the point when I get home, I reek from all that smell because, it has no place to go except on your clothes. But, anyone else have any final thoughts about this that they want to share with us?
One of the things, this is Mary Lou, good morning. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
One of the things I feel like that this call has helped me the most was to start it with the green smoothies, because I had not been using that, and I guess this whole past year, after we started with that, that's been very helpful.
Good.
And all the things, but that really, I really put it into my diet, and I started, and I've stayed with it, and it hadn't changed.
I'll amen that one, too.
And these are all tips that we can share with everybody else so that somebody who may be struggling can think, well, maybe I should try one of these things and see if it does get me motivated and started again. The new year, and everybody, It's nice to have something to spur you on again.
That's probably the biggest pattern I've done to people, now that I think about it, in catching on and catching on quickly, is the smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
For the introduction, and now I see one person in particular, just the last few days, just did a huge turnaround and went in and got professional counseling and some products she needed, and says, hey, you've got me started, or
mm-hmm.
The smoothie's got me started, whichever you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any tips they want to share? Well, as I said, I hope that everybody at least can take something from what we just talked about and incorporate it into your lifestyle and see if it does give you what you're looking for to start the new year. The commercials are certainly out there to try this diet or that diet, and this is the biggest time of year when people try their diets.
Nancy?
I have a question. In the Aldi's ad, there was what they call a crane sports jogging trampoline, and it's 40 inches with handrail. Anyone ever see this or try it as something to use as a supplementary exercise piece of equipment?
You mean because of the handrails?
Well, I don't know. I guess you can jump on it both feet at the same time. I know. I remember that Ruth had something similar, I think, years ago. I'm just looking for something. They tell you should cross train, which I totally agree with, because you use different muscles, and if you do the same exercise all the time, it's like stretching a rubber band. Eventually it gets so comfortable that you're not getting the results that you were initially. So it just is something different to use.
Who just talked about that was when I took the stuff off Sunday was Kohlberg.
Uh-huh.
And he said he started his child when they were barely walking on a trampoline. And he said the difference between the balance and the coordination was unbelievable.
Wow.
And he says, I recommend that because he says, you know, that works more muscles in the body than any other exercise you can do. And I knew that because that was one of our inspirations for buying one when the kids were growing up. I mean, although we had a couple of broken bones because they'd get careless and not use it right, he says he's taken every precaution because he's got a full screen around it so they can't go off of it. And we had padding on the springs at that time. I don't remember ever seeing a full screen around it. Vance is not one. I don't know. We had two or three. At one point, we had two of them on the property here. I don't know where they are now, but a little rebounder, that's what you're talking about.
Well, this is only 40 inches and, like, maybe 8 or 10 inches from the ground, which is, I'm not talking about a big, you know, this is strictly for exercise.
Right, but either one works.
I would feel more comfortable, obviously, holding onto the rail, and whether you would be jumping or jogging, I never thought of them for jogging, but they're calling it a jogging tramp. So I guess that it also includes a DVD, which would be interesting to see what they do with it.
I've got a small one, funny you're talking about, because I got a small one I was getting ready to pull out of the box upstairs before the call because I've never used it, or if I have, it's been years ago.
Yeah.
They're really good for traveling, too. I have a friend that she and her husband use it for travel.
Uh-huh. The small one like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a rebounder.
Yeah. I mean, they're calling it a rebounder. Huh?
How much are they selling it for?
35 from 40 at Aldi's.
Oh, that's good.
This week.
Wow.
That's really good.
That's fantastic.
Is it?
I think you should get one.
I wonder if they ship. I wonder if they ship, Nancy.
Well, you can check Aldi's.us. All caps, Aldi.us. It says additional special buys and store locations at www.aldi.us.
That's supposed to be good for bones, too.
I would
suspect. Very good.
And I would imagine the core, which is big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They also have one of those Tone Fitness kettlebell sets that I saw a couple of years ago using, and I thought, I don't know if anybody knows, it's a kettlebell. It's in the shape of a triangle with an opening, and it's weighted at the bottom. And so I saw people using this, and you kind of bend down. It goes between you swing it between your legs. And I remember, I have weights, I can swing those, and not a good idea. So I would not try one of these kettlebells, but kettlebells, people might try that also. They have the Crane Sports Supreme Push-Up to help you do push-ups, and a Hinkler Fitness book and DVD set, Pilates and yoga, as well as the exercise ball. So, and there's also a reflex training bag with gloves, you know, to do...
take out your anger.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good price for it. So, all right, for $35, maybe I will go over there and get one. Oh, and I also have a hot and cold pack, in case you need it, before or after.
I love those over the top of my magnets and stuffed in a far infrared knee wrap.
Well, we have ours anyway. So, all right, well, you convinced me about that one. I found a recipe, I have not tried this, but, of course, Marty, when he made me a copy of it from the newspaper, underlined that the author grew up in West Virginia, so he wanted to know why I was interested in it. I said, I'm not interested in her. I said, I'm interested, the recipe looks good. He's from West Virginia, in case you didn't realize. Anyway, they call it Hoppin' John. I'm not sure why, and it certainly sounds like it's adaptable for what we're doing. I'll just read down the ingredients. If anybody's interested, I can type it up and send it down if you want. Olive oil, a tablespoon, medium onion, a red bell pepper, garlic, black-eyed peas, vegetable broth or water, salt, ground pepper, green onion, flat parsley, cooked rice, and then, of course, shredded white cheddar cheese, which we don't have to use, or hot sauce, which is optional. But it sounds like it makes a hearty meal, and with the beans and stuff, it's kind of, and the veggies, so.
And is it like a casserole dish?
Yeah. And actually, the shredded cheddar is just on the top. So if anybody, I could type this one up and send it down if you want. There's a picture of the paper.
So it's layered.
Well, you heat the oil and you cook your onion, pepper, and garlic till the onions are translucent, about 5 minutes. You add the black-eyed peas, which is a can, the broth, salt, and pepper, reduce the heat, cook for another 10 minutes, stir in the green onion and parsley, and serve it on the rice.
You could even put a bed of greens underneath that if you wanted.
That's
it all
true.
In one dish.
Good.
I did that last night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, even with what they, you know, the cheese and everything else, it's 170 calories. Before cheese, rice, and hot sauce, it says. 3 grams of fat, no cholesterol, 420 sodium, so most of that I'm sure is from the can of black-eyed peas, and why they would add a teaspoon of salt is beyond me. 31 carbs and 5 protein. So
I did something, and I won't do the recipe, but because it's in the book anyway. But I did something a little bit similar, except they had you stack 3 things on the plate, and it was to try and get kale down. My husband, who hates kale, and I said, well, that's why you got 3 things on your plate. You can combine them however you like. A little bit more because you were using 3 pans, of course. But one of them, just what you said about the sodium and the beans.
Yeah.
I opted. I had time. I just pulled out the pressure cooker and cooked them from dry and put all the stuff that was combined in one of the piles into the pressure cooker. And it was onions and peppers and red beans. So I threw most of that. There was one I left out, and I had to saute it, throw it in the green peppers. But I put that in the pot, and it took 40 minutes to cook from beginning to end. And then the kale was steamed for 4 minutes, and then the quinoa was separate. So, you know, yours would be faster and easier, especially if you were starting from canned beans. But I looked at the sodium in the cans I had, and I thought, I don't want it.
Yeah. Well, you know me with that.
You know, you've got all those alternatives that you can do.
Well, one of her tips is don't overcook the beans. I use canned black-eyed peas, which don't require a lot of cooking. You can also add spices, and she mentions curry or Italian blends. So it would be a good place to add curry, which is such a good spice.
And this one was just the opposite. It didn't say don't overcook them. It just said mush some of them.
Oh.
So they'd have to be cooked, and you did that with a thing because it made kind of a sauce on the beans. Mm. Isn't it fun how many variations you can do of the same thing? And even coming to reserve it because it made a pretty good size serving. I mean, several servings.
Yeah.
But he still tasted the kale.
There was something on this morning where they had, and I didn't get the recipe, but they were talking about, it was a roasted vegetable soup. And they roasted the vegetables first, and they said it gave them, you know, a different consistency than if you just throw them in the pot with the vegetables, as the vegetables to cook with the soup. And I think he used a vegetable broth with it. So I would never think of roasting vegetables before I cook them in a soup.
I ran across one of those yesterday also in looking for recipes, and one of them had eggplant roasted in it. And I thought, well, it brings out the flavor. It makes the flavor much more intense.
Mm-hmm. And he said a high heat.
Yes. Well, yeah, they normally are doing those in the oven. I guess you could roast them on a grill, too.
Right, but at this time of year, we wouldn't. My only question...
Grill, I should say.
Yeah, he was using olive oil, like at 4 1/4, and I did grapeseed. I did some over the weekend again, and they're really good, but I prefer using grapeseed oil with it rather than olive.
Was the roasted eggplant, was it called roasted eggplant soup, Char? Just because I happen to have a roasted eggplant. I roasted it the day before yesterday. That would be kind of cool to... I'll just look it up. So the Hop and John thing sounds really good, too, Nancy.
All right, I'll type it up. And
yeah, I like black-eyed peas, and I haven't made them in a long time.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be good luck on New Year's, you know.
Oh, well, just... this was in the paper a week or so ago, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if she mentioned that. Oh, here.
Well, in the South.
I grew up with, look back at the past before moving to here. I'm a big believer in New Year's resolutions. Oh, she, no, she just says her January 1 resolution was to take a multivitamin last year. Mm-hmm. Kind of dorky, but that was my goal. Yeah.
Hey, that's a good one if you don't take it, you know.
That's
if you
true.
Haven't taken it before, it's a good
that's true.
Step.
When the balance comes off, I usually don't get to talk to anybody. Yeah.
And her mother would serve this with greens and cornbread.
Oh, yes. I have a craving kind of for cornbread.
Mm.
Now, they just sent out a bill for $900.
Uh-oh.
Dottie, could you go on mute, please?
That's one I already...
Dottie? Oh, it does, Jeannie, it says here, black eyed peas are meant to bring you good luck in the new year, and greens like kale and collards are supposed to bring you money and fortune. Hey.
Yeehaw.
Her grandpa liked to hide a quarter in them, and whoever got it with their portion had extra good luck.
No, I'm fine with
how
that.
Funny.
Right, now.
Yeah. Right in the greens?
All right, well, listen.
Yes, so.
Bye-bye.
Wash the money first. Hey, you know, when you in the question in the beginning, I kind of hesitated to say this, but I my friend that has found out she has cancer,
mm-hmm.
She's like, why did this happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
And she in her thinking is a healthy person, and the only thing that we could see was in diet, you know. And so, for me, I was thinking, wow, okay, I think I'm a healthy person. So I need to keep my diet on the clean side, too. It doesn't mean necessarily that I won't get those things, but the chances are greater that I won't, you know?
Interesting that you bring that up. I believe, and I didn't watch more than like a minute of Dr. Oz this morning because of the call. He had on the stage, I'll bet there was, at least two dozen docs in white coats, and he said he talked to the best doctors in the country, and I believe that there is a list of questions, something about what this new year is going to bring you, and in my own terminology, how sick are you going to get this year?
Oh, yeah.
I forget how he worded it, but this test, these questions, if you answer them honestly, probably may give you some answers about how healthy you're going to be this year.
Wow.
So, I definitely will watch that one, interestingly.
Yeah. Be a good one to see, too.
I mean, when you were talking just now, it brings you right back to the China study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. You know how sometimes if you're looking for a red car, you'll see 100 red cars?
Sure.
I don't know what it is, but it seems like everybody I talk to lately tells me they have cancer.
Mm.
The cancer rate is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend call me yesterday. Her son just died with a brain tumor. He was 37 2 years ago. And she called me, she emailed me yesterday and said, I got the worst news this week ever. My oldest son now has been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Lord put you through that twice with two sons, you know.
Ooh.
And then three people this weekend that I saw and talked to all told me that they had terminal cancer. I thought, oh, my gosh, what is this? Is it just because I'm tuned into this or... it's frightening. But,
I know what you probably told them about, right?
Yeah, I tried to, but you know, they just wasn't...
They're not always open, are they?
No, they're not. And it's like they put their hands up and say, okay, I don't want to hear this. You know, I've got a fantastic doctor. I'm being well taken care of. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, I hope they don't misdiagnose you like they did my friend.
See, that's another thing about is being, I'm so thankful to be aware, or at least to be open to listening or reading things and educating myself about this stuff, because then if I was diagnosed with something, I would have better choices to make.
Right, not be so closed-minded.
You know, because once you get diagnosed, I'm sure it's a freaky thing. I mean, your mind probably just goes, oh, my gosh, and then you just kind of want to go with what the doctor says, you know.
But they're bad.
Even if you didn't like doctors, you know.
But they're bad. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all don't know what they're doing.
No.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it made me realize how much I want to go back to Parkview this year and take the class again, because I've gotten so off track. Terrible. For 2 years, I was just the straight and narrow. Didn't do anything that I wasn't supposed to do or eat. But never lost any weight by doing that. But
did you feel better?
Not really. And my blood pressure is still an issue. So I'm going to this afternoon and talk to a counselor and start this new program. It's a new program out of Canada. Well, it's not new. It's been around for 10 years. But it's new in the United States, this new diet that I'm going to try to go on. It's one that you don't have any sugar or carbs, and you let your pancreas rest so it doesn't have to work so hard, and in the process you lose weight, because I've got to do something, or I know I'll have a stroke or heart attack. But the past 8 months, I haven't been very careful. I haven't been eating well, and I feel it, and I know it, and so it's time to get back on the...
It's time to take care of you. Finally. And Marty just sneezed, which means that's the truth.
Oh, okay. I'm going
to
take that.
You know, I have gone to the library to see if they have a good Tai Chi DVD.
Have I? No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because that, I mean, it really has been proven to lower your blood pressure.
Wow, that's amazing. Dr. R says, drink 3 cups of hibiscus tea a day.
Yep, I saw that.
And that will lower your blood pressure. But I can't find it here at the health food store.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe online.
But I'm going to take my...
Mary Liz.
Has left the conference.
Or an Asian market. Or no, a Mexican or Asian. I can't remember. Maybe both.
We're in Maine.
Huh?
Way up the corner. They don't have any of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Check online.
Yes. Well, they took it out of it for me, so they should get it in a week or so.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, anybody have any final thoughts? We are past time as usual.
Lots of good info, Nancy.
Well, I thought it was time to get some stimulation going here to put people in a better direction if they needed it.
I think you're right. That's a great question.
I need to get back doing our points again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what
yep.
you call it? Your points, you know?
Yeah, we could do that.
Doing this and this. And
just being accountable to somebody, definitely, and the journaling. I mean, those are two biggies that whenever you hear somebody saying what, you know, what stimulates and gets you on the right track, those are two biggies. However you use them. And certainly being on the calls makes you more accountable than off in la-la land doing something.
Yeah. Group interaction and accountability is huge.
Yep. As is journaling. I mean, really, you hear journaling is always mentioned when they tell you any program.
Yeah, because then you're accountable to yourself that way.
Of course.
Right, when you actually go, yep, I put that in my mouth and I'm writing it down now, you know.
And what helps put that on is when you're reporting it.
And getting back to the gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another wonderful thing to do for yourself and nobody else. You're the only one who's going to see it. You can combine both journals, but you're doing it for you, for nobody else.
Thank you very much.
Hey, on that note. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, everybody's participation. I appreciate all the little tips that we all shared.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.